Human life is an ideological flow, a movement from crudity to subtlety, a movement from physical survival to the subtle realms of inner being. The span of potential of human life is vast. Many people waste this potential, living their lives only to eat, sleep, procreate, to survive. Some people, due to dire circumstance in their life or deep woundings of the mind, have no choice but to live a life solely for survival. But for those who have opportunity, for those who are privileged to have the time and energy, life that is more than survival offers the greatest potential possible. For within you, within your own self, lies the capacity to know the entire universe. The whole universe lies within you. Within you is the potential to be all that is, to know all that is. So if you want to know all, you will have to know one, your own self. Within you lies the potential to move from concentration upon mere survival to the depths of wisdom and understanding, and beyond the mental capacities and potentials of the mind, to the intuitive wisdom of the heart, and from that to the great knowledge that lies within the cosmos, knowledge of past, present, and future. And beyond that knowledge, the knowledge of divine existence, the realm of divine bliss. And in that realm lies the potential to know your deepest self, the self of yourself, the infinite one that lies beneath the appearance of your personality and your individual existence. This knowing, this knowledge, is not acquired by thinking or by analyzing. It comes from deep within the heart. It comes in a direct understanding. It is direct knowledge. First-hand knowledge, knowledge that comes through direct experience, in a knowingness, a wisdom that is the wisdom of eternal being, knowledge held within the cosmos, within the subtle body of the infinite self of all. For that one knows all and everything. That one knows your deepest secrets, your deepest fears, your heartfelt longings, and the journey of your soul. That eternal being is closer than close. Closer than your most dear one in your life. That one is so close that the distinguishment between I and thou is but an idea in the mind. When you sink into the depths of your own being, into your intuition, and finally into your heart, you discover there a longing, a deep restlessness that is a desire to know the true self of yourself, to know the Infinite One. A desire to return to the wholeness from which you have come. In this sojourn of awareness and consciousness of worldly life, you experience duality and the separation of self and other. In that experience of the separation of self and other comes the understanding that you are different, that you are on your own, alone, apart from, separate from everyone else and everything else. You are an individual. But that perception is generated out of sensory experience and bodily embodiment. The result is ego, the feeling of I am-ness, apart from everything and everyone else, the belief that you are separate. Out of that belief in separation comes the wave of suffering. All of the multiple struggles of life that have to do with you as a separate being surviving, finding love, finding substance, finding what you need in the world, being able to express who you are in the world, and all the barriers and difficulties that come in that process. All that suffering is based in the fundamental assumption that you are different, are separate, are something apart from everyone else. That duality is the fundamental cause of your suffering. And when that duality is put aside, when you come back to the fundamental issue of separation between the understanding of who you are and all else, there is the key to suffering. There is the fundamental problem, the separation of I and thou. When you can meld yourself back into your sense of self, into your wholeness, then you are able to go beyond the ego defined by the body and the senses. Then the sense of your own existence becomes your experience. Your awareness moves to knowledge of your fundamental nature. In that knowledge of your fundamental nature comes the experience of wholeness, where I and thou become one, where the seer, the seen, and the process of seeing unite. And in that unity, the fundamental cause of suffering dissolves. Because the fundamental cause of suffering is ignorance. Taking the unreal to be real. Forgetting your eternal nature. That is the fundamental cause of suffering. So to find the deep wholeness that your heart desires and to move beyond suffering is to take away the veil of ignorance from your eyes, to open your awareness to true knowledge, knowledge of your eternal nature, knowledge of the divine self, which is the self of yourself. That knowledge will hold you always, bring you to wholeness. That knowledge is your way home. That love is your own nature. All right.